My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Who has to come through tonight the most for the Guardians? We'll get into that, but here is Guardians manager Stephen Vogt from earlier today talking pregame ahead of game 2.
Stephen, with Ben replacing Alex, just do you have any plans on how you might get through the middle games with your starting pitching? Is Ben available out of the bullpen, or how will you handle that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're working through a lot. First of all, I have to talk about how bummed we are for Alex. Everything he's been through this year and with us in and out, IL, off the IL, and then for him to have a new back strain last night, I just feel for him and what he's been through, and so thankful for what he gave us. And then in light of that, you know, Ben will be on the roster and he'll be available out of the bullpen. But we also have the option to start him later as the series goes. We're still working through what we're going to do games 3, 4, and 5.
As great a bullpen as you have, what are some of the challenges of trying to game plan a postseason series and then utilize them in the right way?
I think it's, you know, we know our guys and we try to put them into positions to succeed. And when it goes well, it's great. And when it doesn't, then there's questions. And but for us, it's put our guys into positions to face guys that they have a good chance of getting out. And we navigate the game that way. And we know what they're capable of as far as how many pitches, as far as how long to push them, how long not to. And it can be challenging, but we've had a lot of practice at it. Our regular season has been very similar. And so for us, it's just that.
Does the format give you more possibilities for creativity with a couple off days sprinkled in?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think, you know, for us, our, you know, Tanner specifically tonight, Tanner's been great all year. And so we're excited to see him go, and we, our bullpen's in a good position.
Does the injury to Cobb, does that impact anything for you guys today?
I'm sorry?
As far as just trickle down to the entire pitching staff with Cobb being sidelined and you guys having to reshuffle, does that change the approach today at all?
I mean, it does, just because we don't know what we're going to have. You know, Alex was going to start game 5, and now we have to figure out today, and knowing that we have, you know, 6 more games to cover.
And then broadly, like you've said that you don't go into a game with a plan, and you're obviously going to watch and see how things unfold on the field, but is today a game that theoretically with an off day tomorrow you could be more aggressive with some of those top relievers that didn't get into the game yesterday?
Yeah, we have a plan going into the game. It's just we don't script things, you know. I think we are going to be aggressive. We've been aggressive all year with our bullpen, so that's not going to change just because of today. We're going to use the same cadence we've used all year long, and we have a very good bullpen, and we bring them in when it's time.
Did Alex go for tests or scans today, and what did they show?
After the game last night, was diagnosed with a lower back strain, and that's, you know, we had to make a decision, and it's just unfortunate.
And that's, there was no chance he'd be available 10 days, just the type of the severity?
This type of injury would be a full-blown IL stint, and and with the timing of the year, the chances of him pitching again were very, very, very slim.
Steven, if Lively gets a chance to start, what do you like about him? What is he showing you this season?
Ben's been one of our most consistent starters. I think the thing with Ben is he's uber competitive. He attacks the zone. He throws strikes. He has the ability to keep people off balance. We've seen it all year long with Ben, and we trust him. We love having him, and we know he's going to go out and compete and give us everything he has.
Where does Gavin Williams fit into this? Is he also a candidate on one of these games to start?
Yeah, he's definitely a candidate, for sure. I mean, Gavin, we've seen what he can do for us, and, you know, we've had games where he's available out of the bullpen. We've had games where, you know, we haven't been the plans to start. So as the series unfolds, that'll become more clear.
Big picture on where you are now, like, I mean, at the start of spring training, like you mentioned, a couple of the relievers who you were counting on, who you don't have. I mean, Bieber and McKenzie were supposed to be big guys. They're not here. Did you know that you had this much depth? And if you had known that those guys would be out, did you think you'd be sitting here?
I don't think we knew. You know, I think you look at, you know, every team experiences injuries and losses. And for us, you know, our roster looks very different than it did on opening day. And when you lose, you know, Karinchak, Stephan, Bieber early in the year, Sam Hinches, you know, we lost some big impact arms, and we've had a number of people step up, you know, Sobrowski, Walters, Eli Morgan, Nick Sandlin, you know, Cade Smith, Hunter Gaddis, Tim Herron. These guys have stepped up and really done a nice job. And, you know, Ben Lively has been a huge story for us. So, I mean, we didn't have Gavin Williams for the first 4 months of the year. You know, we've been through a lot. This team has overcome a lot of things. And we know we belong here. And the beauty of this team is it's not, oh, no, it's who's next, who's going to step up for their teammates. And that's why I love this group so much, is they've all stepped up for each other all year long.
Guardians manager Steven Vogt, I hate that we had to start the press conference on an Alex Cobb thing, because he immediately went to the it was the bedside manner voice. They were obviously very disappointed for Alex Cobb.
Tightened up there.
Yeah. No. Guys, it was one game. And it sucks for Alex Cobb, and it does sound like he's done for the year.
They talk about postseason injuries like people are dying it's okay.
That's okay. It's just another injury. And I'll be honest with you. I think the guy that has to step up the most tonight is Steven Vogt. I think his handling of Matthew Boyd in game 5 led you to having to stretch out guys in the bullpen and take risks that you couldn't afford in game 5. You got lucky there.
Yeah.
I think in game 1, I think it's not overmanaged. He just didn't make the right decisions. Those are two different things. He managed the same way that I think when he's pulling the right strings is the right way to win games in the postseason.
Yeah,
but you can't put Cantillo in. You can't put Brennan
in. You can't put Cantillo in. But you heard him right there in that in the little press conference there. He mentioned how he has a game plan going in, and it just kind of felt like that's exactly what happened yesterday. He had a game plan, and he didn't want to deviate from that, and I think that's where it cost him. Because I think he told himself, first guy out, if the matchups are what they are and you get lefties up there at the plate, he was going to throw Cantillo in there, and it just never made sense in that moment. Not with the runners on and not the way that the game had unfolded. Like, he's got to be less a prisoner to what the game plan is that him and Antonetti and Chernoff come up with, and more of a in-game, this is what's going on and this is what I have to do, manager.
Well, I think what he's done so well is, hey, we're going to try this here. Instead, when I say try this, I mean, all right, this is where you try something. This is where you go proven. And that's what I do think it came down to, lefty-righty. If you were going up against a righty next, Avila was probably going to go in. In that moment, you have to just, there's just certain things, man, that it is that gut feel. I want that Steven Vogt back, and today's a big part of that. But for me, it's Steven Vogt. I want to get your thought on this, but Mark and Avon Lake's been waiting patiently here. How are we feeling ahead of game 2, my guy?
Sure. Thanks, guys. Jonathan, Nick, hey, game 2, here we go. Hey, couple things. Number one, have you seen more pass balls ever in a game before? In game 1.
No, that's brutal.
I've never seen it before. Number two is I didn't think Naylor was that bad of a catcher. Am I wearing the same goggles?
So he's been a lot better defensively this year, but that was a disaster performance for him and Cantillo. Either one of them could have stopped what we saw.
That's what I thought. Okay, cool. I just heard when I was driving here listening, Naylor goes from 5 to 4. Josh, that is. I like that move. You agree?
Yeah, what I like about it, Mark, and we appreciate you, buddy, what I like about it is I think against lefties, they're going to give Lane Thomas a chance at the 4 spot until Naylor finds it. And against righties, you just move Naylor back to the 4 spot. I think that's until Naylor catches fire or, I don't know, hits a home run, I think that's where it kind of makes sense.
I'm curious to know if he's going to ping pong this throughout the entire series, though.
Yeah, unless we have a 3-for-4 game for Josh Naylor.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But like until that point, are you just going to keep shuffling it? How far down do you eventually get with Naylor? Do you keep going with Naylor in certain spots? Like, it's going to be, I'm curious to see what he does as we progress on. Hopefully Naylor just snaps out of it and we don't have to have any of those discussions.
216-474-0092. We got one segment to go. Who has to come through tonight to get the big win in Game 2 for the Guardians to bring this thing back to Cleveland tied at 1? That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.